So basically, as a individual living entity, everyone is looking for relationships. Point being is that the nature of the soul is to be interactive, and that interaction should generate an experience that is pleasurable. Without generating that, one basically will feel any kind of interaction is not valuable. So the idea being is that one is looking in any kind of situation, in any type of interaction, that it will be positive, will move things forward. So then if we look at this, so since it's something so important, we should actually know what is this science, how relationships are working. To get any result on anything, then there must be an action. Right? If there's no action, it won't give a result, right? All actions are generated because there is, all results are generated because there's an activity. No result just happens on its own. Something has to happen. There has to be some kind of movement, some kind of interaction, some element like this has to be there. So, but to have an interaction, to have some activity, that activity has to take place in a particular situation. And if that situation works, it'll be possible. For an interaction to take place, it will happen in a situation. If nothing happens, not in some situation. So the situation, then, one has to govern what's appropriate. Right? What will work in that situation? Because a particular situation has particular options for action and result. Right? Not all actions can happen in any situation. Right? So it's like, if one's at the house, the child starts, the child starts crying. It's a home. The situation is a home environment. So as soon as the child starts crying, no matter what adults are there, all the attention turns to the child. And it's not a problem. It's appropriate. Everyone's comfortable with that. But like in this situation, it's a public gathering, gatherings for the basis of knowledge. Then when the kid starts crying, even though the kid deserves attention, it's not going to get the attention of everybody present. Right? It's because the situation is different. Situation's different. Therefore, it completely changes what activities can be performed, therefore what results can be gained. So these three elements always have to be understood. What's the environment? In that environment, what are your possibilities? And therefore, what are your possible results? So if you want a specific result, you have to see that the activity that's being performed will get you that result, and that activity is being performed in an appropriate environment. Make sense? So in the Sanskrit, then this is sambandhavideya prayojana, otherwise known as relationship, process, and result. A particular relationship is there between you and others that includes the situation. Within that, you can perform certain activities. Those activities then will give you a particular result. So if you look at any relationship that's not going properly, right? Or any relationship that is going properly, means these things are all being properly considered. A situation that's not going proper then would mean that something is not correct here. the situation is wrong, the activity is wrong, the goal that you expect is wrong. Otherwise, there won't be a difficulty. So, the Vedic literature then is all being based on trying to establish who you are, who others are, what are the various situations you can interact, and what are the various results one can expect. Right? Because one may desire so many things. One may think I could fly, but it doesn't necessarily mean it happens. You know, I should be powerful, rich, famous. It doesn't happen. Because there's not the proper combination of these things. Of course, there's the element is of karma. You perform a good act, you get a good result. You don't perform a good act, you don't get a good result. So that may have some effect, but that is affecting the situation. That's all, it's affecting the situation. So the Vedic literatures then are defining. If we understand who we are, then we know how to act. Otherwise, we don't know who we are. How are we going to understand who anyone else is? Right? It's very important. We don't know who we are, what we can do. You know, what is our physical capacity, our mental, emotional capacity? What is our intellectual capacity? Who are we as individual souls? What is its nature? What is the nature of the soul? If we understand this for ourselves, then we can understand it for others. If we don't understand it for ourselves, it's very hard to understand it for others. So when you can understand yourself, therefore you can understand others, then you can understand how to act. Otherwise, most of the time, we may have difficulties in this. Okay, so let us say we're at work. So, we don't necessarily like this work, so we just kind of do whatever basically needs to get done. And we find that our boss doesn't like us so much, so that adds to us not really liking to be at work. But we check, if we think about it, so, and we don't necessarily get the promotion, we don't necessarily get the different facilities. And that makes us even more think this is pretty useless. But then, if we look at it, we're not getting results quite what we want. But that's because we're not actually performing the activities that are suitable for the situation. We're not understanding the situation, right? The boss thinks we're there to do a job, right? Someone who does a good job, they notice. Someone who doesn't do a good job, they don't notice. So we have a misunderstanding of our place there, misunderstanding of the environment. Therefore, our actions are not that appropriate for the environment, therefore we're not getting a good result. We understand the boss wants you to do a job, you do the job nicely, then they like you, so that good job means you get results that you're looking for. That makes sense. Like this, you can look at anything. You know, you have a friend, right? So, but it doesn't always go so nicely. Certain occasions they like you around, certain occasions they don't like you around. So then, one would check into it. What are these? Why would they like us around? Why wouldn't they like us around? So if we understand the nature of friendship, means it's you're dealing with equals. So sometimes it's about you, sometimes it's about them. So if that's the nature, that is seen as equal, when it is a situation where it's about you, it's like that, then they're happy. But if it's some situation where they feel it's something that they need to get done and they need to be involved, and you still want it to be about you, then they have to do those activities without you. Right? because you're not understanding actually the nature of the relationship. Therefore, the action you perform isn't correct, so you don't get the right result. But if it's a situation where it can be about you, you act about yourself, you get a good result. So then you'll say, well, they're not so consistent as a friend. And in one sense, you could say yes. Because in their mind, you're only partially a friend. Because when they don't mind it being about you, they're friends. They see you as equals. When it's something they need, then you're not a friend. Because you don't think of anyone else but yourself. That makes sense? That's a friend. Friend will be, you need something, they're there. You know, they had some other plans. They were thinking, yeah, hey, we'll go do this and that. But then something happens and then, you know, some problem comes up. So then you don't just go and leave them. You take care of their problem. Right? That's a friend. So in other words, that ability to be able to adjust for each other's needs. Right? You know, that's friendship. Right. You have a parent, then a parent is the senior, child's the junior. So then it needs to be, the child needs something, parent has to take care. No one else can take care, right? The kid can't take care. So they're dependent on you taking care. So then you need to take care. So that parent who will always take care of the child, then the relationship will go nicely. The child will feel comfortable. The child will feel secure. But if you sometimes take care, sometimes don't take care, depending on what you feel like, then the child won't feel secure. So the relationship will not be very strong. You won't get the good result. Right? Or conjugal relationship, then the element of there is intimacy, of closeness. So it includes all the other flavors. So if one is able to keep the other one as, you know, the focus of your attention, then it works very nicely. If the focus is so many other places, it won't work very nicely because it's more close. Right? Friendship, you know, you're an individual, they're an individual, and where it's common, then you do things together. Where it's not common, you don't. Right? You know, let's say you're a friend, you go skiing, okay? So that's where you're friends. Your friend's based around that. So when it's skiing time, then you're together. When it's not skiing time, you do whatever you do. Right? Makes sense. But parents, kids are always there. Conjugal relationship, the partner's always there. So it's an established thing. How does this work? So the Vedas are describing what is the nature of each position, who are we, so that we know how to work. But even we have all these things, ultimately is who are we as the soul. Because the soul, if we don't understand the relationship with God, then it doesn't matter, even you deal very nicely in this lifetime, there'll be a dissatisfaction because life ends. Right? Situations change. So there's always the problem of satisfaction. Right? Soul being eternal doesn't really appreciate temporary situations. Right? So one must act in such a way, since the material world is made up of temporary situations, you deal with those in comparison or connection with the eternal or with the Lord. Then besides the temporary situation working nicely, then one can get the permanent result of relationship with Godhead. Right? One can get that permanent result. So one should do them both at once. Deal properly while one's here, but deal with what was here in connection with the Supreme Lord. Then the soul can be satisfied. Otherwise, one won't be. Even if it goes great here, still it ends. Right? It still ends. And so, the endings are never great. Right? Endings, because it's not the way things should be. Relationships aren't supposed to end. But in the material world, they do. So it's a problem. So one has to be able to combine this element of dealing with the mundane at the same time dealing with the spiritual. Because the soul is the spiritual. Body's temporary. Mind's temporary. But the soul is eternal. This is a very broad topic, so if there's any questions, we can get more specific. Yes. A boy to become a man. So the question is this, in a previous discussion we had, we were discussing about how that when in understanding this principle of relationship as children grow into adults, then there's the environment of being able to appreciate the broad range of the relationships, how relationships are functioning, how it wants one position. Then one must be in a situation that will create an awareness of this. Especially for the boys. Girls, of course, have to be aware, but generally that's what they're good at, is being aware of everything. But boys, the tendency is they're only aware of just what they're into at the point, at the present. You know, they focus on one thing, that's what they do. When they're doing something else, they do that. To be able to develop that understanding or sensitivity to others, without it being a weakness, but being a strength, then one needs to be out of the environment. The boys need to be, for some time, out of the environment where they're at the house, where they're at the home. But that doesn't mean they're independent, just do whatever they like. They're out of the house and working under someone who knows something and can guide them somewhere. So being in that kind of environment, then they start to become aware of the environment. Otherwise, for the young man, if he's at home, he's generally not aware of the environment. Right? His mother, since he's small, he's never taken care of the laundry or cleaned the house or picked up or washed the dishes or cooked or any of that. His mother did that. So as he grows up, the tendency is the boy will never become aware of such things. So he thinks it just happens automatically, or that's what ladies do, and that's just the way it is. And also is because he's there, and being the child in the family, as we mentioned before about the parental relationship, the parents' attention is always on the kids, then this young adult will think that he is the center of attention. That's just the way it's supposed to be. Everything happens automatically, and he's the center of attention. Problem is wives and daughters and sons don't see it that way. They feel that they must very much be part of the scene. So if you have a man who's grown up, never noticed how actually the home works, then he'll be so self-centered, he'll feel whatever he's doing, then that's enough. He'll never understand the relationships of interacting with his wife and children. So he's saying in traditional cultures, there's always that situation in which the boys are separated from the family and they go do something that's not in the home environment. And that means they go out with the men and do farming, or you know, they do hunting, or they go, you know, build the barn or something. So they're in an environment where it's just men and they actually have to be part of it. They're not, it's not about them, it's about that work, it's about getting done. It's about cooperating with the others. Right? Because at home, you know, he wants to, you know, hammer the nails or saw the board. Great. But it's just him sawing the board. Nobody else is involved. But if he doesn't feel like it, then he doesn't have to do it. Because the mom may say, oh, no, it's all right. You don't have to do it. But if you're out with the men and they need this board saw, otherwise they can't put it on the wall, you have to saw it. It's not about you. It's about getting the work done. It's about cooperating with the others. You're sawing the board, they're doing something else and all that, and this way then the barn is being made. You understand? So they become aware that there are other people, and they have to please other people, and they have to cooperate with other people, and be aware of, to be able to please someone, you have to be aware of what it is they're, what it is they're wanting. Right? So without that, then it'll be very difficult for the man to take care of a family. Like that. Kids will be a disturbance because they need attention. Wife is a servant, she needs attention. So he's just happy doing what he wants. But at the same time, is he doesn't actually know how to cooperate with other men either. So only if they're, you know, something, they go to a bar, what do? If you drink, you talk about the girls, but they don't talk about themselves. So the men go to a bar and sit around and reveal their mind, what they're feeling, and, you know, what's their plans in life and how it's going and if their life is going. No, they just talk, sit around and talk about, hey, what's that? You know, that's all they do. They're saying the boys sit around in the corner, you know, what are they doing? Checking out the girls. So they're not actually, even though they think they're friends, they're not actually really friends. Because friend means between one living, sentient living entity and another. But what it is the two of you, your common point is something else. You know, or you're watching a movie, but you don't interact, it's just the movie. So they have to do something. You have to go to a movie, go out, you know, drive around in the motorcycles, go do something crazy, go kick over some garbage cans. You know, do something. But they don't actually, can't sit down and actually interact as friends. Does that make sense? So, unless one learns to be conscious of other living entities, how they think, what they need and all that, then it will be very difficult actually to relate to anyone in life. And you'll always wonder, why isn't they don't take care of me and just do what I want like my mommy did? Because that's all they know. Does that make sense? Who said? You said modern culture. That's Plato. But Harry doesn't agree. In reality, you've seen. So are you wondering if there can be a platonic relationship between a boy and a girl? Generally speaking, no. You do get occasionally. Generally, it's more like the girl next door. So you, from small, you grow up together, you're just friends doing things. So that could grow up like that. It could. But even that, a lot of times, as one matures, it goes to try, what somebody tries to take it to another level. But if they didn't grow up together, then it'll be much harder for that. You know what I'm saying? The general tendency is, you know, male, female, it'll be a conjugal relation. You know what I mean? There'll be some kind, you can't have these kinds of variety in there. But nowadays, the basis of, you know, most conversations, you know, how to say, is generally sexual. So how is it going to go? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can, but what do you mean by friendship? What kind of friendship? What's frick is what we're defining. Friends means someone who's there for you. You know, so is this boy-girl friend Is it that they're there, something goes wrong, they're there to support and help and just help them get through it? Or it's just they're there just to have some fun? Whether you put boys and girls together, it's always, you know, has some element of fun to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily, in most cases, friendship. It's just some way to kind of taste the outer edges of the conjugal relationship. Right? You know, either you don't have one, or you're bored with the one you have. Is that okay? Yes.
What would the relationship with our partner or leader demanding too much or overusing?
How do you deal with a situation where you feel that the leader is overusing their authority, or demanding too much? That's the question. Discuss with them. You have to discuss, because the point is then if you're going to say the relationship is too much, they're demanding too much, you have to be able to actually explain what it is they're demanding too much. Right? Is it actually the activity that is too much? When physically can't do it, or mentally or intellectually can't do it? Right? Or is it just a matter of you don't really like the attitude? You know what I'm saying? Because even a simple thing, if the attitude's wrong, one's not very inclined. But if their attitude's right, even the impossible, you're ready to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. So one has to see what actually it is. And then if that's there, discuss. But you have to know what it is. Don't go into the room not knowing what it is. Otherwise, then you might be disappointed in the interactions. Is that okay?
Yes. How should women deal with men? How should men deal with women?
How should women deal with men, and how should men deal with women? So what is, when you say in a relationship, what is this
a? Marriage.
In a marriage. Okay, so you're taking marriage as a relationship. Okay, how should they deal with the relationship? Okay, so it could have been a relationship or B relationship, C. So you're taking A meaning it's the first.
I have a problem with spelling, so A becomes the.
Okay, no, it's okay. But I'm just saying. If you're wondering what it means, A means just one out of many, or if A means like, and you have options A, B, C, and so A is the top one. What is the bit specific? How should they, meaning? Means as in the way of responsibilities or obligations, or
in terms of understanding, say, the psychology and mental workout of each other.
Okay, what is the psychology and mental, you know, this mental psychology of male and female in a male-female relationship? John, you got about 3 hours. Okay. I don't think we have, because I think lunch has happened. Okay, so it's the basic principle. Then, the main principle is going to be, how do you say, is in the comedy means your combination. The environment of the women is emotions. But emotions are going to be expressed through actions happening in a situation. Right? So that means the woman, to complete her life, she needs situations and others performing actions which will cause the emotions she wants to taste. Right? So, but emotions and that's her field. But the area that's not her field so much is situations. Right? Like that. For the men, then.
Situations, what does that mean?
Situations, what does that mean? The mechanic means your mechanical environment. Does that make sense?
Can you say that thing about the structure of the home and everything is
a mechanical environment, like the picture on the wall, that's a mechanical environment. Okay, photographer. Okay, now I got it. Okay, so you're working the visual field here. How to say this? Maybe give an example of something else. Let's say you have a machine. Man likes machines. Machines do things and get things done. Right? Men like to get things done. Women like to experience things. You know, you understand? Man wants to accomplish something. Woman wants to experience something. That may be where we can start as the basis. Okay? So the man feels it's perfect if the machine has been operated perfectly and gotten its perfect result. Woman, the machine and its result are only as important as the experience they can generate. It generates that? Nice. It doesn't generate it? Who cares? Right? So that's why you can see some of the times the women are very expert in dealing with machineries and sometimes not. So when they're expert at dealing with the machineries, they know how to get the result you want. You know what I'm saying? Well, for the woman, she'll deal with the machinery and gets the experience you want. Right? So it's like, let us take something that would be very common. Let's say something like interior decorating. So the man is looking at the interior decorating because it's all the science of the colors, the balance, and everything like that you create, and then it's got this balanced atmosphere, so that's good. It looks good. It's aesthetic. You've dealt with the science in an artful way. You've gotten that. But it's the accomplishment of it what the man is happy about. Right? So he's accomplished this thing. They take a picture. It goes in a magazine. Right? For the woman, she will create that, do the interior decorating for the experience that it will generate. So she'll work on it until the experience she wants, she gets. Right? Well, the man will continue with it as long as he feels that science is not, the operation of it is not complete. Right? So there's going to be something observable he wants, but it's going to be something experiential that she wants. The result and process, the process gets results. Results come from process. That's why women are always active. And that's why women always expect men to be active. No process, no result. Man sitting on couch reading newspaper is not doing anything. Therefore, for them, he's being lazy. Not lazy that he's not getting something done. He was out working all day. He's making money and this and that. You know, he's a member of the Rotary Club. He's this, that. So, but the point is he's lazy in the interaction with his wife. Right? So they have a relationship of husband-wife. So what's work for? Generate facilities for the husband and wife. So he's generated facilities, but then he just sits around in the facilities and doesn't interact with the wife. So then she gets frustrated. Oh, you just sit around all day. He's thinking, I just been working all day. What's her problem? Her point is, you're not interacting with her. Right? So the point is if there's no action, there's no reaction. Does that make sense? But for the man, you do something, and then it creates more environment. You understand? So man takes things, moves them around, creates a better environment. That's his world. Well, woman, that's only worthwhile if it generates an experience. Right? So the man thinks, I did something, I accomplished something, so work done. The woman is, if it doesn't generate an experience, it doesn't have any value. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the whole point. Like, man has something he likes. It works. Let's say you got a present from somebody, and you had a good relationship, and the item you like, and it does nice work. You know, like let's say a pen. It's a nice pen. It works nice. You really like it. Then let's say your relationship with that friend breaks down, or even becomes inimical. The man will still use the pen. right? Because it works. It's good. It's part of the scene. But for a woman, the pen represents relationship. And relationships mean experience. Right? And so if the relationship breaks down with that friend, she won't use the pen. But if it really gets bad, she'll throw it away. Even though it's valuable. The man will go, why are you throwing that away? It's so valuable. No, it's useful. Why? It's useless because it doesn't generate positive experiences or positive, or let's say, not positive, but compatible or usable experiences. Does that make sense? So the point is if man has to understand it's the experience the woman's looking for, not the efficiency. So, and in that, there's the experience of the process and the experience of the result. Man will go through anything in the process as long as he gets the result, put up with anything, right? But woman won't put up with everything in the process. The process also has to be producing a positive result. Does that make sense? That's the point. The man will go out to work, he hates the work, hates everybody there, but he gets his money. So end of the day, hardy ball, he's fine. The woman won't like it. She does it. If it's not a good, she won't want to do it. Does that make sense? So that means when the man's dealing with the wife, then he has to think of the experience that is being generated by the interaction. Right? He comes home, you know, and then how do you say? He said, you know, at home, you know, how's your day been? Yeah, great, you know, and all this. And then she's, you know, saying, yeah, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe, you know, we eat here every night, you know, why don't we go out? Right? So you're already, that's an interaction, right? So man has to remember it's an interaction. And there's a result coming from that, an experience. So then he clicks into efficiency mode. Okay, going out. Then, well, we could go here, you know, where do you want to go? You know, it's not a matter of where do you want to go. It's not a matter of that. It's part of the experience. So there's a difference on, oh, okay, where do you want to go? You know, it's like, what do you mean, where do I want to go? This is an experience. This isn't an efficiency.
I want to be with you.
Yeah, she wants to be with you, that, of course. But then he's saying, where do you want to go? I said, oh, yeah, what were you thinking about? Or, you know, like that. And so she may have an idea, or she wants something new and spontaneous, or wants it to come from you. She just wants to spend the time. You know, and says, well, I don't know. You know, and then the guy says, you know, well, make up your mind. Or, you know, why are you wasting my time? You're not dealing with the experience of what is. She just wants to interact and come to this point of going out and doing something together. Right? So then the man is keeping that mood. In other words, what mood she first generated, whatever you talk should enhance that mood and move that forward. It shouldn't change the flavor. Women get angry when you change the flavor. Right? Like that. Oh, we could go here. Oh, we went there last time. Okay, what about this? You know, she just wants to do something different or something, or wants you to come up with it. And you're just thinking, I'm so tired. Why don't you just tell me what you want? But it's not a matter. It's a matter of that sharing, that interacting. That. So the man will say something that even though the words may be correct, the mood is wrong. So it changes the experience, so she gets upset. Or it may be the right move, but he's using the wrong words. You know, it's like, hey, why don't we go up? We could go to that place, you know, where we went with Linda last time. And it, you know, it's like, oh, so you like Linda, huh? You know, and then, no, I was talking about the restaurant. It says, you know, but why did you mention Linda? He's like, he said, well, what do you mean? You know, the mood was right, but the words are wrong. You know, it's like, she's thinking you and her, and then you bring up another lady, you know, why did you bring up another lady? You know, what's the, you know, so then, now you've changed the mood, you can't get tricked, now you have to deal with that changed mood. No, just say, that's stupid anyway, you know, but what about this place, you know? You know what I'm saying? You have to do something. In other words, the generation of the experience is what means the man likes to feel that he's expert at taking dead matter and transforming it into a form of dead matter that's usable. right? But he has to start learning that dead matter generates experience and feelings and emotions. So he has to become able to work with that, but not as a trick, but as actually sensitive to the other person's need, as a partnership. Otherwise, then that's the thing, is the men like to read some books, talk to friends, get a few tricks. Oh, your wife says this, you say that, you know. And it might work once. And then after that, it won't work. And the man's thinking, so you take a nail and you hit it with a hammer, it works. You come back 10 years later, you put the nail, you hit it with a hammer, it works. Come back after 1,000 years, you put the nail, hit it with a hammer, it works. But that's a nail and hammer, it's not a woman. Right? Women are unlimited variety. That's their nature. Men are consistent, women are variety. You understand? So the woman expects the man to always be consistent, but to be intelligent, and that consistency should be always presented in a fresh way. Right? Does that make sense? But the woman herself is always going to be different. Does that make sense? If she's always looking the same day in, day out, everything is like that, that means the husband is bored. And so she's responding like that. You understand? Because the action of the husband generates a particular mood. If she feels she can adjust that mood, you know, so it makes for a nice interaction, then it works good. If she feels she can't adjust it, either, you know, too much ego, or he doesn't have any sensitivity, or is completely unaware, you know, or self-centered, after a while they give up, and then they just go become the same. Then the man thinks, well, this is boring. No, he's boring. Does that make some sense? So that's the point that we were saying before, that the men have to become sensitive to what's going on around them. Otherwise, they won't know what it is. Was it the word? Was it the mood? Was it the situation? What was it that was the problem? You know? And it's not that, you know, well, one time you said, you know, something about Linda, and then it was fine. She was enthusiastic. The next time you say it doesn't work, because everything's changing. Her relationship with her relationship with you, is she feeling secure? She doesn't mind it. She's feeling insecure, she doesn't like it. She has a good relationship with that other lady, then it's great. She doesn't have, then it's not. So you can't say, well, I can't keep up with that. No, you have to keep up with that. Man claims to be intelligent, keep up. You understand? Man saying, you know, women should tell me, she informed all this and that, but that means that she's doing all the work. So this is what we meant before when we say, if the mood's, you're enthusiastic about something, then the impossible works. So this is the impossible. You know what I'm saying? Conquering an empire, that is mechanics. Peacefully living with a woman, that's the impossible. You understand? So, the point is the man has to put in that much effort. Then he gets back that much result. Right? Man puts in no emotional effort, he gets back no emotional result. He puts in the effort, he gets back the results.